Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have several special guests. First of all, Lana Culp. She is the Public Information Officer for the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Also, Addison Saez. He is the Program Manager for the California Health Collaborative. And last but not least, Jose Arbayo Jr., Senior Public Information Specialist for Riverside University Health System Public Health. So thank you all for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, we're all here today to talk about the Home Run for Health event that all of you are sponsoring. But first, Lana, tell us a little bit about the San Bernardino Public Health Department. What is its purpose?
Sure. Well, we focus on public health. We have over 20 programs in our department. You know, that includes environmental health, animal care and control, the Ryan White program, nutrition, WIC. We have all kinds of programs that really help the county get healthier. And a lot of them are community initiatives. You know, we go out in the public and have health fairs and try to educate the public about what we do and how they can improve their overall health.
Addison, you're the program manager for the California Health Collaborative. Tell us about the collaborative.
Yeah, absolutely. The California Health Collaborative, we're a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1982 and is headquartered in Fresno, California. Our organization is committed to enhancing the quality of life and health of the people of California, particularly the underserved and underrepresented. And we currently serve residents in 54 of 58 counties in California. And we're really guided by our mission of changing lives by improving health and wellness.
Okay, now, Jose, you've been here a couple of times. You're the Senior Public Information Specialist for Riverside University Health System Public Health. Tell us about that.
We have over 600 employees whose job it is to look over and protect the health of Riverside County residents and visitors, with everything from immunization programs to disease control. And we also have nutrition services, everything from birth and death certificates to the WIC program. And again, we serve everywhere from Corona to Blythe down to Temecula and up through Riverside.
So essentially, that's just a fancy name for the public health department.
Yes, and the things that we provide, the services we provide, are so wide that we take a lot of pride in the work that we do when it comes to just serving residents in the county.
Okay, Lana, now tell us about the Home Run for Health event. What is that all about?
Yeah, Home Run for Health is actually our slogan for our public health night at the Inland Empire 66ers San Manuel Stadium. It's essentially a night for us to promote positive health messages to attendees, all while enjoying a good old game of baseball between the 66ers and the Lake Elsinore Storm.
And what is your primary message coming from the San Bernardino Department of Public Health?
Yeah, so the overall message or theme is public health, but we're focusing on the physical activity and exercise component of public health. That's actually a countywide campaign that we're doing called Vision to be Active. So we're really trying to encourage people to improve their health by participating in more physical activity.
Addison, what is the California Health Collaborative? What is their main focus of this event?
Yeah, so here in San Bernardino County, our organization is really focused on tobacco control. And through the San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program, we're really here to try to reduce tobacco use and exposure to secondhand smoke, with our ultimate goal of eventually eliminating tobacco use altogether.
Great. And Jose, what is the Riverside University Health System's main focus?
Yeah, we're going to be focusing our efforts on resiliency, where we look at the people who have overcome obstacles and their troubles that they've had. We're going to be presenting a couple of young people who have worked with teen suicide and helped other children overcome the devastating effects of it, and also the warning signs for young people to be looking out for.
And Jose, why did you decide to choose baseball as your forum for a positive health message?
Well, you know, we kind of thought about it for a while, and a couple of years ago, we thought it would be interesting to talk about baseball and health when you really don't connect the two. It's hot dogs and really unhealthy stuff. But then we thought about it, that there is a message you can have, and you're outdoors, you're active, you're cheering, you're standing up, you're clapping, you're doing active things. And then by providing what we do out there with the booths and the messaging and the videos and the stories of people being healthier, We thought, why not? And then we got the Riverside and San Bernardino County connection with the baseball teams. So it's great.
Okay, so all three agencies are helping to sponsor this event. But Lina, can you give us a little bit more details of what specifically is going on?
So the event is hosted by the three agencies here. So the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, the Riverside County Public Health, and the California Health Collaborative. And obviously we're teaming up with the Inland Empire 66ers because it's held at their stadium. And the event's going to be there at 280 Southeast Street in San Bernardino.
And Addison, where can people find out more information about the California Health Collaborative? I imagine you have a website.
Our organization can be found at www.healthcollaborative.org. However, if people are more interested as to what we're doing here locally as a program, you can find us at facebook.com/SBCTCP or follow us on Instagram at SBCTCProgram.
And Jose, where can people find out more information about Riverside University Health System?
Like everybody here, we're on. We have our website, which was www.rivcoph.org. That's for rivcoph.org. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and the usual items. And we also have many community activities, like the Home Run for Health game.
A lot of people can get into this game free. It's absolutely free. They can pick up their free vouchers. Tell us where they can pick up those vouchers.
Yeah, so we actually have them at three different locations. So one in Riverside, that's at the Riverside University Health System Public Health, and that's at their Health Administration Building at 4065 County Circle Drive in Riverside. You can also pick them up at the San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program, which is at 685 East Carnegie Drive at Suite 140, and that's in San Bernardino. And then the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health at the Vital Statistics Registration Office, and that's at 340 North Mountain View Avenue in San Bernardino. So just remember, these are vouchers, so you'll have to pick them up, and then you'll redeem them at the San Manuel Stadium box office, and they're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., and each voucher can be redeemed for two tickets, and the sooner you redeem them, the better seats you have to choose from, so we highly recommend getting the vouchers as soon as you can, and then switching them to tickets as soon as you can, but if you can't, then you can still redeem them at the box office on the day of the game.
Okay, great. Now, Jose, how did the event do last year? I know you've been here a couple of years in a row talking about the event. This is what, the third year? Or
yeah, we're in our third year, and last year was the most successful in regards to attendance. The 66ers told us we sold out, and a great event. And we moved it from the summer of August to April to coincide with Public Health Month, which was really important for us. And we're hoping to get a big crowd again. You know, big Riverside County contingent will be up there, and I'm sure San Bernardino will bring its own group, so it should be a fun time.
And you told me earlier that last year's event was the 66ers' biggest event of the year.
Well, the 66ers officials told us, yes, we actually outdrew the crowd they get in on the 4th of July, which is, we were very proud about that.
Okay, let's reiterate a little bit. When is the Home Run for Health event, and where's it taking place?
It's April 18th at the San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino, and we'll be there early. And again, as Lana said, get there early. If you can actually do it the days before, trade your tickets, your vouchers in for tickets, and we'll see you there.
And that's the 66ers baseball stadium in San Bernardino, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And what else are they going to have on tap at the stadium during the event?
Well, each one of us will be having various booths there. We will have everything that focuses on our programs that we have to offer. We also have outside agencies that will be coming there to talk about their safety messages and have displays and games. We're going to have videos that will have safety messages. Our first pitch, it'll be a great time. It's a family event. We really encourage, we're going to have Little League teams that are going there as a group. So it should be a really fun time.
Okay, once again, as we start to wrap things up, Lana, tell us when and where it's going to be taking place and how they can get tickets again.
It'll be held on April 18th at the San Manuel Stadium at 280 Southeast Street in San Bernardino. And again, you could pick up the vouchers at the three locations, Riverside University Health System Public Health at 4065 County Circle Drive in Riverside, and San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program at 685 East Carnegie Drive in Suite 140, and that's in San Bernardino, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health Vital Statistics Registration Office at 340 North Mountain View Avenue. And remember, they are vouchers. Remember to switch them in for tickets and do it as soon as you can so you can get the best seats possible.
I just want to invite the public, and we're going to have a great time. It'll be a great event. The third year is going to be the best, and may the best team win.
Okay, Lana Culp with the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, along with Addison Cyans from the California Health Collaborative, and Jose Arbayo Jr. with the Riverside University Health System Public Health. And we've been talking about their upcoming Home Run for Health event. So thank you all for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ivan. Thank
you. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.